CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Amalfi, dear. We took the Amalfi Drive.
Where's your dead phone?
Oh, where's your phone?
Yes, I heard your phone ring. I wondered if that was...
And he said we could take a boat to Caffrey this morning at 10:30, so we have plenty of time.
Oh. What was the name of the place we stopped for lunch?
Amalfi.
I didn't know that was the name of the town, too.
Pete Nick, where you been?
No, I just didn't realize.
And where did we stay overnight?
Sorrento, dear. Want me to spell it for you?
Yes, please.
My goodness. Has your daddy seen how nicely you're making notes about your trip? Come here. Look at this.
Let me see. Gal, you written all that, honey? Let's take a look at that.
I'll get it. Hello. And the fun part is all about London and Paris, Daddy.
Yeah. Huh? Yes, I do. I'll tell it.
Well, it's wonderful, honey.
I just love now. Then I'm going to write them like a story when I get home to show my teacher.
Yeah, well, your daddy is very proud of you, getting to be a regular foreign correspondent.
Yeah, dear, it was a desk clerk. There's a cablegram downstairs for you from New York.
New York? New York?
Yes. Why do you suddenly act like I never heard of New York before? It's where your head office is, dear, I suppose.
I know that, but Mr. Wigglefoot isn't in New York. He was going to Brazil last week.
I don't know. You'd better go down and get the cablegram.
Oh, golly. What's gone wrong now?
Thousands of American families are in serious domestic trouble. For every 4 new marriages last year, there was 1 divorce. Many family heads can't do their jobs because of social maladjustments, failing to meet their family responsibilities. The employment of almost 7.5 million mothers in America's labor force is another source of family problems. When family life is weakened, juvenile delinquency often begins. These problems are being combated daily by important services supported by your United Community Funds. These services, among the thousands which receive United Way dollars, deserve your full support. The United Way is the consolidated campaign in most American communities. The United Way saves everybody's time, serves everybody best, spreads your dollar further and more wisely. When you're asked to contribute, give generously. The United Way.
How do you spell Mount Vesuvius, Mommy?
Vesuvius, V-E-S-U-V-I-U-S, dear.
Don't go so fast.
I wish your father'd come back up to the room.
Well, I don't know what you're so worried about.
Well, I don't know either, except that when he heard about the cablegram from New York, he seemed worried.
Well, probably just something about business, dear.
I suppose he has to go home right away. You haven't even seen Rome.
Mommy?
What, dear?
Vesuvius, I'm writing about how we went up there last Friday and had to stay at the top so long because the chairlift didn't work.
No, don't, dear. The chairlifts worked. It was just that the wind was blowing so hard, they had to wait until it died down a bit before running the chairlifts again. Mm-hmm. Honestly, 3 hours up there, I nearly froze. I'm surprised you didn't all get pneumonia.
How do you spell it?
P-N-E-U-M...
She means Vesuvius. And I'll spell it for you, dear. Your mother's mind is elsewhere. V-E-S-U-V-I-U-S.
What took you so long?
Oh, well, I met Mr. Whitaker in the lobby. He said he was going to get a haircut before we catch the boat for Capri this morning.
Are we coming back here to Naples tonight?
No, you didn't. Mm-hmm. It's a day trip.
What did the cablegram say? Anything important?
Well...
They didn't tell you to come home.
Oh, no. No, just the opposite. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay longer in Rome.
Oh, what a relief. I thought we weren't going to have our week in Rome.
Oh, how much longer would you have to stay in Italy?
Well, maybe 3 weeks.
Ooh, 3 weeks longer? Well, that's wonderful. Now we'll have a real chance to see so much more of Rome.
Yeah.
Oh,
Mommy,
Oh, my goodness. This whole trip has been just so wonderful, anyhow. And we did say we wish we were going to be longer in Rome.
I know, but we will have two more days in Naples, won't we? Because, I mean, tomorrow we're going to see Pompeii. That's just Pompeii, dear.
Yours are planning to leave Naples Wednesday night or early Thursday, take the train to Rome.
What's the problem? I mean, you're acting kind of funny.
Well, I didn't know whether you three could stay longer or not.
Why not? Oh, don't worry about Betsy. They sent us her schoolwork, you know, dear. We're doing it each day. You know what the principal said? That this trip was so educational for Betsy, she was just lucky to have it.
And all the things she'll see in Rome.
Yeah, St. Peter's and the Sistine Chapel and the Roman Forum and the Colosseum.
Yeah, I know all about that. Actually, I wasn't thinking of Betsy. I was thinking of you and Aunt Effie.
Oh, honey, we'd love to stay longer.
I can stay. Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I tell you, you two baffled me. You know, when this trip was planned, I was only going to be in Europe 6 weeks. Do you realize we sailed from New York on July 31st?
I know.
We've now been going August, September. It's now the middle of October. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many weeks it is. It's a darn sight more than 6 weeks.
I know, and it has just been wonderful. What about it?
Yes. We haven't minded staying longer one bit.
Well, can you afford to stay longer? I mean, I hate to bring up such an unpleasant subject as money, but... Well, what's the joke?
Oh, honey, I never know. I was just talking about that yesterday. We said how funny it was after all our worrying all spring that I wouldn't have enough money to pay my own expenses.
And I only dared send so much of my savings.
You know how we figured and figured, and then you gave me money from stamps, from your stamp album, and that more than took care of Betsy, and gave enough more for me.
I know all that. Well, what's your point?
You know how everybody said you had to count on at least $25 a day for travel, which includes everything?
Well, it isn't so at all. Why, we haven't set nearly that.
Right? It is just absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. Look, where's my purse? I want to show you my traveler's
purse. I'll get mine, too. My purse is in the other room.
Where's my purse? I had it right here somewhere.
Are we going to go to the Pompeii tomorrow?
Yeah, there it is on the bed. Yes, dear. Pompeii tomorrow. Now, just a minute. Let me show you.
How do you spell Pompeii?
Let me show you my traveler's checks, dear.
Pompeii.
P-O-M-P-E-I-I, sweetheart.
Here. Look. Here are mine, too, Hook.
What am I supposed to be looking at?
At how many we have left.
Yes.
Why, honey, you were so worried we were spending all our money on gifts and things to take back. Look at this. It is incredible how little this trip has cost us.
Yes. It's just amazing.
Are there two eyes at the end?
Yes, dear. Pompeii, two eyes, yes, at the end. What's the matter, dear?
Well, frankly, this is a little embarrassing. You know, I told you when you came on this trip that much as I would like to pay for it, I just didn't have the money. You'd have to pay your own. I mean, I'm on an expense account.
Mm-hmm. Why are you going over with all that, honey? We know all that.
Don't you know why you've got a lot of traveler's checks left?
I don't even know what you mean.
Well, I feel like a... Well, I mean... Oh, golly.
Yeah. What are you driving at?
The reason you got money left is because you haven't paid out any. I mean, do you think we've been staying at hotels for nothing? I mean, I have paid every single hotel bill.
How do you spell Capri?
Just be quiet a minute, dear. I've got to think. Anyhow,
it isn't
Capri. It's Capri.
Look, not only for the rooms themselves, but we had most of our meals, our dinners, lots of times in the hotels. Those were on the bills when we checked out. Naturally, I just paid the whole bill with the money that I was advanced from my company.
You mean we owe you some money?
Well, you make me feel terrible, but...
Of course we owe him, Aunt Effie. I just don't know how it could have been so stupid. I mean, you just checked out and paid the hotel bill.
Well, how much do we owe you?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how much. I'd have to get out all the hotel bills I've saved and figure it up.
Well, get them out. You better figure it up right now.
But I thought we were going to take the boat to Capri now and see the Blue Grotto.
Capri, we may have to borrow money from Daddy for lunch.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. CBS Radio is the star's address. Each weekday on the fun-studded schedule, you're entertained by such top show business personalities as Arthur Godfrey, Art Linkletter, and Gary Moore, Burt Parks, Pat Buttram. And each Monday through Friday night, Comedy Time spotlights Amos and Andy Griffith, Burns and Allen, and Bob and Ray. On most of these CBS radio stations, you also hear Steve Lawrence and broadcasts by the top bands in the land. Each Sunday night, Mitch Miller greets the greats from the glittering world of entertainment. Only CBS Radio brings you this galaxy of top stars, radio's truly outstanding roster of foremost entertainers. They, plus the many hours of daytime and Sunday dramas, along with the important services of CBS News and special programming, make up the definitely different sound of CBS Radio, make listening to the station solidly entertaining, consistently informative.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I forgot the hotel bill in Florence. And what's it? Oh, train fare from Paris to Venice. I bought the tickets for that. That's 12,500 francs and dollars. That would be...
All these pounds and shillings and francs and lira. You don't know where you are. It's no wonder we got mixed
up. Look, I told both of you at the start of the trip to stop looking at it as though it were play money.
Well,
every time you pay for something in francs or lira, you giggle about it as though you're a couple of kids playing store.
Just figure it up, please.
All right. Now, the train fare from Paris to Venice, I see here, I did figure it up. Wait a minute. Fare was $26.50 apiece, $18 extra for the sleeping compartment.
$18?
Yeah.
Well, if I'd known that, I would have sat up. That is just outrageous. $18.
Aunt Effie, we've done it now. I'm just let him
think. Oh, no, here's something else. The ferry train from London to Paris, that was $11.48.
Mm, honestly, just like paying a florist bill after we've thrown the flowers out. Why didn't you ask us for money before?
Well, now, it's not his fault. Now, you know it's ours.
I suppose. I'm sorry.
Well, then we'll have a hotel bill here when we leave Naples.
Oh, don't figure anymore. From the total you have already, all I can say is it's a good thing our plane fare home was paid in advance.
Mm.
If you can get the three of us to Rome, you better book us home on the next plane, I guess.
Tony, look, there's nothing I can do. I mean, I've got to reimburse the company.
Just let's not talk about it, huh? I mean, we had a wonderful trip anyhow.
Mm, so wonderful. I guess our heads were just up in the clouds.
Oh, we could have been...
Hello. Oh, yes, fine, thank you. We'll be right down.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Whitaker and Betsy are waiting in the lobby. We got 10 minutes to get to the dock to catch the boat to Capri.
Aunt Effie and I can't afford to go to Capri.
No.
Look, I'll take you. It doesn't cost much. And don't say anything to Mr. Whitaker or Betsy. Now, try to cheer up, and maybe we can work something out, huh? For example, maybe Aunt Effie could manage to marry the apparently wealthy Mr. Whitaker.
Well, you know, rather than spoil the trip, I might just do that. I might just set my cap for Mr. Whitaker.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart.